Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Dev Patel is best known for playing nice chaps. David Copperfield, Slumdog Millionaire, Sonny Kapoor and the best exotic Marigold Hotel. Who knew that in his heart he wanted to write, direct and star in a ferocious revenge movie like Monkey Man?
Close your eyes and you will find yourself.
Monkey Man has been a long time coming, apparently, ever since Patel got a black belt in Taekwondo. His plan was to make a martial arts film that blends the visceral violence of Korean films with the spirituality of Bollywood.
When I was a boy, my mother used to tell me a story of a demon king and his army. They brought fire and terror to the land.
Well, this is hardly my wheelhouse, so I have no idea whether Monkey Man is what he wanted to make. I can only tell you what I saw. It opens on our unnamed hero, the kid, as a kid, with his mother telling him bedtime stories about demon kings and heroic white monkeys.
Until they face the protector of the people, the white monkey.
Mum's idea of a soothing story isn't mine. We flash forward 20 years or so where the kid works as a stooge at a backstreet fight club wearing a monkey mask. His job is losing fights to make his opponents look good, but he has aspirations. He wants a better job, one that'll get him closer to his enemies.
Give me the job no one wants to do. I'll do it.
Anyone who forgets their place, it doesn't turn out well for them.
Yes, enemies. For all his lack of an apparent career path, the kid plans to get revenge for something that happened in his past. Whenever he's at a loose end, he keeps thinking of his childhood, of his mother.
Do you remember me? Do you even know my mother's name? Do you know any of their names?
But just as we think we're about to find out what's bugging him, he snaps out of it until next time. At least he's got a job, waiting tables on the gangsters who run this town.
This is not the place to work if you can't handle that sort of stuff.
Every day, I've prayed for a way to protect the weak.
This is slumdog territory, where the rich own everything and the poor are nothing. And leading the rich are a sinister guru, a sort of Indian TV evangelist, a corrupt cop dishing out the beatings, and a shadowy politician being pushed into high places. Do you want more backstory?
Who is he?
Nobody. Just some crazy kid from the gutter.
He has to be extinguished.
Before your nobody becomes a somebody.
No, the audience for a film like Monkey Man doesn't need much more than this. They want action, though before that happens, the kid's going to need to sharpen up his act and possibly dye his monkey mask a fetching shade of white.
If a man wishes to challenge the gods, he must become more than a man. He must become a beast.
You're right, he's going to need a montage, though where Monkey Man's montage differs from the standard hair metal number in this sort of film is it uses the rapid-fire beats of Indian tablas to sharpen him up. Hmm. And when finally Dev Patel, the Taekwondo expert and first-time director, steps up to the plate, the action scenes are undeniably impressive, particularly a fight in a kitchen with knives, guns, broken bottles and frying pans, all vying with each other for maximum impact. Behind the fights, there's rather less going on, though lack of depth hasn't hurt the John Wick movies, the obvious role model for Monkey Man. Once in a while, a support character makes a brief appearance, like Sharlto Copley as the Fight Club MC, or the amusing Alfonso and his tiny car.
I've got an answer to every prayer.
I call her Nikki.
Minaj.
Big bumper.
Nice headlights.
Let's boogie.
Equally wasted is Sita, the nightclub hostess, who you keep hoping will be more than just someone the kid rescues now and again. Mind you, even the dastardly bad guys tend to be crowded out by ever more frequent fight scenes.
Anger will not quiet your soul, my son.
Don't call me son.
Are fight scenes enough in a modern-day action movie? Well, a couple of years ago, I'd have said, no, you need someone to be interested in, not just someone with a grudge. But clearly, I'm not exactly a Monkey Man.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.